It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book is Paper Towns by John Green. The movie adaptation of this novel is opening in theaters July 24th. WPSU's Christine Allen reviews Paper Towns.
Full disclosure first, I'm a devout John Green fan. I've read all his books. I follow him on Twitter just to see when the next one is coming out. Hurry up, John. I even follow his books on Twitter. Yes, The Fault in Our Stars does have its own Twitter account. And Paper Towns is my favorite of the John Green novels. I truly loved this book. Yes, it's about teenagers, but adults will enjoy this book too. Green gives us lots of laughs, but always with an important and moving story. Paper Towns is full of endearing characters, a page-turner plot, and some important life lessons learned along the way. It will bring tears to your eyes in a couple of places and will make you laugh out loud a lot. Best of all, Green has a way of letting you in on the inside jokes between the main character, Quentin Jacobson, known as Q throughout the book, and his best friends. His friends are a quirky, endearing bunch, and their relationships give rise to many of the big laughs in the book, including some hilarious angst over a, well, let's just say a certain unusual Christmas decoration. The novel is about young love from a boy's point of view. Q falls hard for his mysterious neighbor, Margot Roth Spiegelman. She's strong-willed, daring, and maybe a bit dangerous. He tags along with her on some crazy and hilarious late-night pranks, admiring her daring and her legs. But when she disappears, he learns the extent of his own inner strength as he moves heaven, earth, and high school graduation to look for her. Best of all, his quirky circle of friends joins him for an epically funny road trip that you won't soon forget. And along the way, we learn what a paper town really is and that they do, in a manner of speaking, actually exist. Green's writing is absorbing. You simply have to turn the page to see what happens next to his characters. They're often kind of quirky or crazy, but real and human enough to jump off the page at you, and you'll remember them long after you close the book. Green is so brilliantly funny as a writer that I wonder how some of the scenes that made me laugh out loud will be translated for the film version of Paper Towns. Will those scenes still work as on-screen comedy without Green's narration? It's unusual to have equal appreciation for a book and a movie based on it. But for me, the first film adaptation of a John Green novel, The Fault in Our Stars, came pretty close to hitting the mark. If the Paper Towns movie is even two-thirds as well done, it will be well worth seeing. But heed this advice. Read the book before you see the movie. John Green's writing is not to be missed.
That book is Paper Towns by John Green. It's published by Dutton Books. Reviewer Christine Allen is the program director at WPSU. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.